Good morning. Today is Monday, the 16th of December. Joining us this morning is the bank dude. Not Mr. Microphone, John Dolby. Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it is the season, huh? It seems to be breaking out all over.
It's going to happen whether we like it or not, right?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Oh. And would you look at, did Del Norte High win Saturday, or did they get
I
beat?
Wasn't paying attention.
I know it was really muddy.
I didn't watch any of the game, so.
They got beat? Okay, and St. Bernard's won. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. First time I've been back to Humboldt State, I think, on campus in... eight or nine years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I go to events there.
Well, that's what I went.
Four or five times a year.
So. Oh, do you? Not Center Arts anymore, because they're...
Well, no, I'm on some...
They're next door to...
It's usually business, so I'm usually on committees or meeting with somebody, you know, that sort of thing.
No, I think they prefer that I stay off campus.
Well, having met
you... So you must have shared, yeah.
Yeah, having met you, I understand that.
Yeah. Oh. All right, let's go with our Why Do We Say That. We did leap year last Friday, so that's now off.
So why do we say that, Brian?
No. We do not repeat.
We don't repeat, okay.
No, okay. Where did the United States Marines get their nickname, Leatherneck?
Oh, Leatherneck. I do not know. I thought you were going to say Jarheads, because I knew the answer to that one. Leatherneck. Does it have to do with the sun beating on the back of their heads? I don't know.
Redneck.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, no, the redneck came from red scarves during the coal wars.
The cold wars?
Coal.
C-O-A-L. C-O-A-L.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
In Tennessee.
Sailors gave them the name.
Okay.
From the fact that in 1805, a stout leather collar was sewed on the Marines' coats to ward off enemy sword strokes.
There you go. Now you know.
Yeah. I will remember that.
I did not know that.
Possibly.
So, you know, I now feel fulfilled in life.
Yeah. Well, at least when you see some of our buddies who were Marines, now you know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You say it with passion.
I will, yes.
So what does Christmas mean for you guys? Does the financial community pretty much shut down the last 2 weeks of the month?
No, we're kind of busy, actually. A lot of people want to get things done by the end of the year. So we're pretty busy. At the same time, seems to be a time when a lot of people want to take time off. So we're always scrambling.
Short crew, high load.
Exactly. So we will be, we do close a little early on Christmas Eve. So we'll be closing at 3 o'clock this year. So
that's kind of tradition, isn't it, across the board for the industry? And maybe a couple stay open late for the panic buyers. The ATMs. Now that the ATMs are open.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, you know, it kind of defeats the need.
But New Year's Eve will stay open till 5 because people are scrambling to get things done at the end of the year. So we want to make sure that we're not the cause of any of their grief.
Now, what are some of the things that people will do last minute, like on New Year's Eve? Is it switching... Or making deposits, or what is it more on the business side?
Well, it could be anywhere from trying to buy certain items to make sure that they're expensed in this year. It could be trying to close a real estate transaction, a business transaction, you know, such as the sale of a company or certain assets that they want to have done by the end of year. So it's a number of things.
So you got to keep all departments open.
Yeah, that's a great question to be asking Bill McCauley when he comes in.
Yeah, except he'll be in the rearview mirror when he comes in.
Well, there you go.
So why were you working late 2 days ago? Sounds more like an interrogation at that point.
There you go.
But there are recognition of some of the different things going on that people have to do.
Yes, so we want to make, it could be deposits to your HSA or your IRA, your medical insurance. It could be a number of things.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with the bank dude from Redwood Capital, John Dalby. So, John, some of the year-end stuff that you guys experience, are there things that people will come in and go, after the, you know, the day after and go, gee, I came in and had to deal with blank. Are there things that sneak up on folks that you could at least remind them of right now?
I can't think of anything other than if you you are going to make so you can make your contributions to IRA, retroactive, so that's not a problem. No, I don't have anything.
What happened to
how's that?
Yeah, that's okay. It took you long enough to say it. That's good. Christmas saving programs. Yeah, I remember those when we were growing up.
I do. In fact, when we first started the bank, we tried to resurrect that.
Just no traction?
No, none at all. None whatsoever. For those that aren't old enough, like you and I, to remember, it used to be kind of a savings program the bank would have where you would automatically transfer $50 or $25 a paycheck into a savings account. So at the end of the year, Christmas time, you had a pot of money to go out and buy your gifts. Today we just use plastic and
not worried
spend the next year paying it off.
No kidding. I think the last time I actually saw something like that was when John Berger was running Humboldt Federal.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that, 70s?
Mid-70s? At least, that was actually before I arrived, so.
Yeah. Well, it's not even a bank anymore, so.
Yeah, it's gone.
No, it's been reconfigured.
Oh, you're talking about the building?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The bank, obviously.
Yeah. It's where the Chamber of Commerce is now.
Yeah. Well, see, you know some local history then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Humboldt Federal.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Security Pacific. Do you remember where Humboldt Bank is?
Eureka Bank?
I do not remember Eureka Bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carson Bank?
No, or let's see.
Across from the Ingemar, Larry Klug's office.
There were a lot of banks around. In fact, I started collecting some of the memorabilia and items from historic banks here.
People just kind of bring stuff in, or do you find them like in the secondhand stores and things of that nature?
People just giving them to me. They found out that I was collecting them, and they'd pull checks out of,
old registers.
When they're cleaning out, boxes or something. Go, hey, we found these. So I've got some Bank of Italy checks. I've got the Anglo Crocker Bank.
Okay.
Yeah, figure that one out today. Okay. That would not go over well.
Probably not. Unless it was somebody's name.
Yeah, Bank of Arcata.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Well, I got to see. We found some, some of the old checks from the 50s that Grandpa signed.
Yeah,
things
exactly.
That now have got like 5 digits. They're like 2 digits.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Things have changed a little bit.
Yeah. I've got some of the Daily stuff because we're in the Daily's building.
Sure.
So before those were taken down, we found a lot of old GLs and stuff. I've got one going back to, 1909.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jack didn't want it?
I think there were so many of them, they just...
Just poundage.
They were just left behind to
be
destroyed with the building. So, stupid me, I had to salvage them.
Yeah. Well, you save a page or a book. That's okay. It is kind of intriguing. With some of the discussions that have been going on the last couple weeks, it's kind of fun to, for me at least, drive through the Old Town area and think about what was at that location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the old pictures. I think the Historical Society is doing a series of older photographs. So, like, from the 40s, and you just kind of, you know, like, I've got nothing to do.
Yeah.
So I'll stand in the corner and hold up the postcard and
right.
look down. A lot of them are, like, F Street going back up into town or up the hill towards the Eureka Inn from Old Town or the other direction.
So I, it's always interesting to me, those histories. So I have some poster boards in my office that walk through the history of the parcel that the bank sits on. And originally, that was the site of the Congregational Church.
Yeah, that one old picture that you
yeah.
always see everywhere. That's, yeah.
That was the site that the bank's on now. In fact, we figure the steeple probably came right up through where the boardroom is.
That could be a good thing.
And then it was a wooden structure before the Swayze Theater was built. And it had, I think, originally saddlery and shoes. And then with the advent of the automobile, they sold automotive. And the last tenant, I believe, was Eureka Printing. And I have a piece of, I think it's an accounting book board that came out of that building that's in my office. I try and save that kind of stuff. So I've got pictures of the various times in which that area, you know, the different buildings and things that were on that spot.
Now, you mentioned the theater before Rob and Sherry got a hold of it. I don't think I've ever seen a picture of the theater being built.
I have not either. In fact, I've not seen a picture of it before it became a movie theater.
Okay.
And by the way, they did such an amazing job in the restoration of that, and I know they're going to redo the mural on the back. That's just, I mean, that is now a landmark in this community.
Yeah, it's a place people look to go to.
Yeah.
I noticed the Redwood Capitol thing isn't there, though, anymore. The banner was taken down.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, some of that stuff is just kind of a kick in the pants to kind of get at roots, I guess, is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and I think our history is very, very important to us. And so I think we need to keep it alive.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits of shopping with Pacific Outfitters.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with the bank dude, sort of. Yeah, not really bank too much today. John Dalby. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. John, with the fact that you guys are now in a couple different communities, does that allow you the flexibility, or is it the challenge to get to know the history of each of the communities? I mean, today's one thing, okay, today's challenges are, you know, that's what you're doing. But the legacy stuff, which I think really, obviously you're enjoying it. I have enjoyed it for decades. To get a sense of what the community, why we are the way we are.
Yeah, to some degree, each community is so different.
That's really the takeaway, isn't it?
And really when you get involved in the history is when you're doing a remodel of an old building and you start looking into, you know, why things were done. And so, for instance, in Arcata, we have it was originally a Wells Fargo office, and I have the plans from the original building of them.
When was the initial building constructed?
When?
Yeah.
I don't know the exact date, so offhand.
I mean, it kind of looked like a 50s style.
Oh, but, at least, yeah.
But it must have been before that just because, you know, the overpass was built.
Yeah, so that building was the Wells Fargo branch, and then when they merged with Crocker. Crocker had the larger branch, which is, so they consolidated the two into the Crocker building. And then Wells Fargo donated that building to HSU, and it became the Natural History Museum. And so we've tried to embrace that history and honor Wells Fargo for their donation. And then when we leased that building and did the remodel, it was in conjunction with the History Museum. So we believe that that is the first branch in the world to be designed around a Quetzalcoatlus.
I wouldn't think that you're going out far on the ledge on that one, yeah. Now, Fortuna, though, is completely different because you guys went from the ground up.
That's correct. And so you don't have that sense of history because it was a field that was turned into a strip mall. And so you don't get the same sense of history, although a lot of people don't remember the original name for Fortuna.
Springville.
Springville, very good.
Yeah. Actually, before that, it was Slide.
Now, that I did not know.
Guess why?
Was there a slide there?
Yeah. I guess there was a big one. It was in the 1870s, 1880s, in the north end of town. And it just... and Springville... Was it because the preacher that settled the area came from Springville? There was a reason why. It wasn't for Springs. It was named after...
Somewhere he had been.
Yeah. 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 Well, and just the more you dig into it, you know, you can kind of start to get the sense of the community, like, you know, Arcata with the lumbering.
Right.
You know,
and you've started that movement to change the name of Eureka to Pabstein, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that one lasted about 2-3 seconds.
Getting much traction on that one,
yeah,
Brian?
Yeah, like in the mud, baby, like in the mud. The only one that it's really kind of surpassed was Dalbyville.
Yeah. Now, I did meet with the folks that are building or wanting to build the fish farm out on the peninsula from Norway, right? And I had been told that my name was Norwegian, and so I asked them, and they confirmed it, and I was correct in what I'd been told, and that my name. Dalby simply means valley town. There is a valley town.
There's lots of places that could qualify.
So there is a Dalby. Yeah. There. Yeah. So there.
You speak a little Norwegian now, huh?
And actually, they said my first name was Norwegian too, and they pronounced it, you know, beautifully. And I wish I could pronounce it the way they did.
But, oh, not yeah. Something simple like Johan.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you look around the bay, you know, and for you guys, when somebody's looking at construction, I've heard that there are a couple of potential new projects along the waterfront on the Eureka side. Okay, kind of cool. But if you don't know the history of those slots, you don't know what they may or may not run into. I mean, we got Coastal Commission today and Corps of Engineers and the city and the land use plans and the general plan and blah, 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 you know, right? But the old stuff. Oh, yeah, that's where they used to build ships. Oh, that's where they used to have the oil terminal. Oh, you know. And even if it clears soils, you still need to know some of that kind of stuff for some of the infrastructure that may be in there.
Now, my wife's family were part of the shipbuilding tradition out on the peninsula. And in fact, they still have, you know, their home is decorated by her parents' home is decorated with a lot of some of the shipbuilding tools and the block and tackle and so forth. And her grandfather built a model ship the way they built them back then. And
did he give up the secret of how they get it in the bottle?
Yeah, none of them are built in a bottle.
Oh, okay, so, yeah. Okay. Just christened with a bottle, right?
Right. And then they have these pictures of some of the ships that they actually built as they were, you know, steaming out of, the bay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat to see that history and hear about when, you know, they lived out there and the only way to get to town was by rowboat.
Or ferry.
Yeah.
Matticat.
Exactly. To come into town, even when my wife was young, they had to go all the way around through Arcata to come to Eureka.
Yeah, I can remember the Samoa Bridge being built in the early 70s. I can remember that and some of the stuff associated with it before. There was a little bit of a public pushback because of the egrets and some of the wildlife out on the islands as you went. Remembering the old Victorian that was out there in the rookery. And that's why those trees are there.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was some guy that was a real clown. And then the hunting club that was out there, too. And so there's history in some of those areas that sometimes we just kind of pass over. J.D. Bro was in the undersheriff. We were talking about some of these types of things. And if you forget where you came from, you get the surprises that might not be that pleasant if you don't know, okay, this guy's related to this one, or you talk about some of the tunnels underneath Old Town. Yeah, they're there, but if you don't know that stuff and you're buying buildings or that sort of thing, when you guys do a real estate search or you're involved with a real estate transaction for commercial property, does it go to that level of the property going all the way down, the history of it, all that kind of thing, so that you have full knowledge, or are you just kind of looking at the structure at the surface level and go, okay, this is what we're looking at?
Well, for a title search, it's just ownership. It doesn't cover that. But no, we don't go back and look at the history. It's what it is now, unfortunately.
Ooh.
But it'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Or not.
Yeah.
Depending
well, I mean, if there was a
when
gas,
you found out.
If there was a gas station there, we would know that.
Yes. That's yeah. Okay.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Times, 844.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the bank dude, Mr. Dalby. So, John, if somebody wants to kind of help out, if they've got some old information, some old ledger books, things of that nature, do you want just old business stuff? Are you looking for specific?
Looking for?
At the site, bank stuff? What is it that, I mean, if they've got stuff, rather than just throwing it away.
Yeah, no, I've collected some, old bank stuff. So,
that's the sweet
checks.
Spot.
Okay. What I really like is, some of the giveaway items I have. I've got an old Wells Fargo belt buckle that's still in the box.
Do you have one of the globes?
No, I don't have a globe.
Oh. Yeah.
Some piggy banks, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Russ Britt brought me a lot of stuff.
Well, sure, he would have had a whole bunch of it, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, he was always fascinated with history and always asking questions. I miss him very much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you get somebody who's an active, engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Those, and then with Squirrel in the mix, too. I mean, it's like, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, so if anybody has any of that kind of stuff, give you a buzz or bring it by or
whatever. Yeah, I'm easy.
Okay, yeah.
Someday I need to get a curio.
A display case, yeah.
Case of some sort and display some of these items.
Yeah, that would be probably a showstopper in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
It would just people would stop
very interesting.
There. Stare at it and go, yeah, I remember when, or gee, I didn't know. I mean, that's kind
of... There's a lot of gee, I didn't know. And some of the buildings that used to be banks around here that we don't think about them as banks.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Thanks for coming by. Merry Christmas and
Merry Christmas.
All this stuff. See everybody tomorrow.